Few verses here with no purports. So we'll continue relishing the pastime. Tato tika yasya niruda margino yudgrina Udgirna Drister Brahmatas Twaityas Tata Purnontar Ange Pavano Nirudo Murdam Vinir Bidya Vinir Gatobahim. Then, because Krishna had increased the size of his body, the demon extended his own body to a very large size. Nonetheless, his breathing stopped. He suffocated. His eyes rolled here and there and popped out. The demon's life air, however, could not pass through any outlet. Therefore, it finally burst out through a hole in the top of his head. So Krishna walked inside and all the demigods were crying, alas, alas. I don't know, did you ever hear anybody cry, alas, alas? But all the books say this anyway. Then, because Krishna had increased the size of his body, the demon extended his own body to a very large size. Nonetheless, his breathing stopped. He suffocated and his eyes rolled here and there and popped out. The demon's life air, however, could not pass through any outlet, and therefore it finally burst out through a hole in the top of the demon's head. Tanai Vasarve Subahir Gateshu Praneshu Vatsan Surida Paritan Dristya Swarottapya Tarani Vita Punar Bhaktran Makundo Bhagavan Vinirayo. Text 32, when all the demon's life air had passed away through that hole in the top of his head, Krishna glanced over the dead calves and cowboys and brought them back to life. The Mukunda, who can give liberation, came out from the demon's mouth with his friends and the calves. Translation, I'll repeat. When all the demon's life air had passed away through that hole in the top of his head, Krishna glanced over the dead calves and cowboys and brought them back to life. The Mukunda, who can give one liberation, came out from the demon's mouth with his friends and the calves. So this is amazing. Krishna glanced over the calves and cowboys and brought them back to life. Sometimes we read about someone bringing one person back to life. That's very rare. But here we have Krishna. He brought all the calves and cowboys back to life. Amazing. Okay, now we have today's verse.
Pinahi
Bogitam Abutam Mahas Yoti Swadamna Jwalayan Disho Dasha Pratiksha Ke Vastitam Isha Nigaman Vivesha Tasmin Mishatam Divokasam Pina. Very great. Ahiboga Utitam. Issuing from the serpent's body, which was meant for material enjoyment. Adbhutam, very wonderful. Mahat, great. Jyoti, effulgence. Swadamna, by his own illumination. Jwalayat, making glaring. Disha dasha, all the 10 directions. Pratiksha, waiting. Ke, in the sky. Avastitam, individually staying. Isha nirgamam, under the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna came out. Vivesha, entered. Tasmin, in the body of Krishna. Mishatam, while observing. Divokasam, all the demigods. From the body of the gigantic python, a glaring effulgence came out, illuminating all directions, and stayed individually in the sky until Krishna came out from the corpse's mouth. Then as all the demigods looked on, this effulgence entered into Krishna's body. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. These are some of the last purports written by Prabhupada. These are some of the last purports written by Srila Prabhupada. Apparently, the serpent named Agasur, because of having received association with Krishna, attained mukti by entering Krishna's body. Entering the body of Krishna is called Sayuja Mukti. But later verses prove that Agasur, like Dantavakra and others, received Sarupya Mukti. This has been broadly described by Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur with references from the Vaishnav Tosani of Srila Jiva Goswami. Agasur attained Sarupya Mukti, being promoted to the Vaikuntha planets to live with the same forearm bodily features as Vishnu. The explanation of how this is so may be summarized as follows. The effulgence came out from the python's body and became purified, attaining spiritual Shuddha Sattva, freedom from material contamination, because Krishna had stayed within the serpent's body. Even after the serpent's death, one may doubt that such a demon, full of mischievous activities, could attain the liberation of Sarupti or Sayuja. And one may be astonished about this. But Krishna is so kind that in order to drive away such doubts, he had the effulgence, the individual life of the python, wait for some time in its individuality in the presence of the demigods. Krishna is the full effulgence, and every living being is part and parcel of that effulgence. As proved here, the effulgence in every living being is individual. For some time, the effulgence remained outside the demon's body individually. It did not mix with the whole effulgence, the Brahma Jyoti. The Brahman effulgence is not visible to material eyes, but to prove that every living being is individual, Krishna had this individual effulgence stay outside the demon's body for some time, for everyone to see. Then Krishna proved that anyone killed by him attains liberation, whether Sayuja, Sarupya, Samipya, or whatever. But the liberation of those who are on the transcendental platform of love and affection is vimukti, special liberation. Thus the serpent first entered the body of Krishna personally and mixed with the Brahman effulgence. This merging is called Sayuja Mukti. But from later verses we find that the Agasura attained Sarupya Mukti. Text 38 says that Agasura attained a body exactly like that of Vishnu. And the verse after that also clearly states that he attained a completely spiritual body like that of Narayan. Jai Sisi Gornitai Krishna Balaram Sisi Radha Sham Sundar. Therefore, in two or three places, the Bhagavatam has confirmed that Agasura attained Sarupya Mukti. One may then argue, how is it that he mixed with the Brahman effulgence? The answer is that as Jai Vijay, after three births, attained Sarupya Mukti and associates of the Lord, Agasura received a similar liberation. From the body of the gigantic python, a glaring effulgence came out, illuminating all directions, and stayed individually in the sky until Krishna came out from the serpent's mouth. Then, as all the demigods looked on, this effulgence entered into Krishna's body. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadandigam Adadanas Trinandantai Ridam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhujo Dudisham Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare So it's not so nice to speak before a live audience. Every day we've been speaking to this little light on the top of the computer screen. And when we sing Jai Radha Madhav, nobody can respond because there's some difference in the delay. But this is so nice to see real live people. So, all the demigods were crying, Because Krishna entered the body of the demon. So everyone said, now Krishna is finished. But Krishna expanded himself within the body of the demon, even though the demon became very big. Krishna expanded himself in such a way that he suffocated. Here it very graphically describes, his eyes were rolling around, they popped out. We just imagine he can't breathe, huge demon. And then finding no place to pass out of the body, he popped through a hole in the top of the head. And everyone saw a glaring effulgence remained in the sky. And we see at least 20 times in this purport, Prabhupada makes the point that he stayed individually. Krishna's trying to smash this Mayavad philosophy that everything is one. That after liberation we all become one. I'm God, you're God, we're all God. But Prabhupada, 20 times in this prayer, individually. The spirit soul is an individual. He's part and parcel of Krishna's spiritual energy. But he's an individual. And even after liberation, he retains his individuality. Even he merges into Brahman. A nice verse in Bhagavatam. Aruhikatena paraspadam paranti idho nahadrita yusmat angraya. Even if paranti idho, one arrives at that supreme destination. Still, aruhikatena paranti idho. Paranti means to fall down. He again, sometime will fall down because he remains individual. Even mixed up with all the spirit souls, he remains individual. So Prabhupada makes this point over and over again. Because this is a very insidious philosophy that has taken over the whole world. Therefore we say, Prabhupada, paschati deshatani. But to speak of Western world, even Eastern world is completely covered by this. Everybody who talks to thinks, yes, we'll all merge and go into one. But nobody can answer the simple question, and how is there two states? You say everything is one, but there's illusion state and liberated state. That's two. How can there be two? You say everything is one, but how is it possible? So Prabhupada, over and again, see, he drills at this point individually. Krishna glanced over the cowherd boys and calves and brought them back to life. Like I said, sometimes we read about one person raising one person from the dead. That we read about sometimes. But here, thousands of cowherd boys, thousands of calves, with just a glance, Krishna brought them back all to life, and they all came dancing out of the mouth of Agasur. And again, that effulgence remained individually. Again, Prabhupada says so many times. Individually. And after Krishna came out of the body, then in front of Divokasam, in front of all the demigods, he merged into Krishna's body. So generally we know to merge is called Sayuja Mukti. Sayuja. To become one. But from later verses and from the commentaries of the Acharyas, we find out he got sarupya mukti. Sarup, rup, you know. He got the same form as the Lord. Form as Vishnu. This is sarupya mukti. Of course, even that mukti, the devotees are not interested. They're simply interested in serving Krishna. So, apparently he attained Sayuja Mukti. But later verses, especially 38 and 39, describe that he got Sarupya Mukti. And Prabhupada asked the question, how is this possible? He was a big demon. He abused so many children. He wanted to eat all the cowherd boys. Big abusers, thousands of boys. We read sometimes, just in the paper yesterday, 200,000 boys abused by some fellow. Or some fellows, I don't know, I just glanced. But still, although he was killing, what to speak of abuse, he was killing thousands and thousands of boys. And was trying to kill Krishna. This is demoniac. This is a definition of demoniac. One who's pratikul, against Krishna. We know Rupa Goswami has said, anukul. What is that verse? How does it start? No, that's Anya Vyalasita Sunyam Jnana Karmadi Navritim Anukul Yena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Uttama. Bhakti is anukul, pleasing to Krishna. Just like next month, we're going to celebrate this Damodar Lila. So in that Lila, Mother Yasoda is feeding Krishna milk from her breast. We can't imagine such a position. We can't imagine the fortune of Mother Yasoda. All we can say is, Maya Soda Ki Jai. But when she realized the milk was burning, she put Krishna down on the ground and ran to the kitchen. And Krishna was upset. On the other side, Krishna, he likes this chivalrous rust, fighting. So Kamsa's trying to fight with him in so many ways is giving pleasure to Krishna. But Kamsa's activity is not considered bhakti. Although Krishna is getting pleasure from his activities, he likes big fight. Everyone likes a fight. So he likes a fight. But Kamsa's bhav is pratikul. He wants to kill Krishna. And Mother Yasoda, she made Lala upset. He broke the butter churning pot. But she went for Krishna's service. Her bhav was anukul. She was not trying to harm Krishna She was trying to save the milk to make sweets for Krishna. Her bhava was anukama. So this demon was most pratikal. He wanted to kill Krishna and all his friends and all his calves. We can't imagine. Still, somehow or other, right in front of everyone's eyes, it appeared that he got a Sayuja Mukti. But actually, he merged into Krishna and popped out on the other side in his Narayan form in Vaikuntha. Krishna did this just to prove how kind he is. Krishna is so kind. We can't imagine. This demon tried to kill him. Swallowed him up, but still he liberated him. Because everything to do with Krishna is auspicious. If you want to hate someone, hate Krishna. See, but by is Agasura, by hating Krishna, he got mukti. But the major point that Prabhupada makes over and over, because that's Prabhupada's duty, is to defeat this Mayavad philosophy. We call it Mayavad. Because they're saying everything is one, but still, somehow, the soul has become covered with illusion, maya. So that must mean that if God can be illusion, then maya is more powerful than God. If God can fall into illusion, as they're saying, we're falling into illusion. Once we get liberated, then we realize we're God. How we fell into illusion, that's another state. Everything is one, so there's no question of liberated and unliberated. Well, we're a tiny particle of Krishna. Prabhupada has introduced this terminology into the Western world, part and parcel. Part and parcel. It's a very interesting terminology. And again, 20 times in this purport, he's described individually. He remained individually. This Mayavad philosophy is so insidious. But we have many examples, just like the four Kumaras that described, they were also liberated. Impersonal way. But when they smelled the tulsi offered to the lotus feet of the Lord, just imagine how fortunate Tulsi is. She always stays on the lotus feet of Krishna or Vishnu. So fortunate. Every day we get to worship her and offer her obeisance. She's so special devotee. No one else can stay always on Lord's feet. Even Lakshmiji, she's massaging Lord's feet. Sometimes she has to get up for some other pastime. The Tulsi's always there. So he smelled the Tulsi offered at the lotus feet of Krishna. He perceived, the four Kumaras, they perceived that this is not a material sensation. Because they're already beyond all material sensation. So they could understand this is not a material sensation. They became bhaktas. many examples we can show. We can't show one example of a bhakta becoming a mayavadi. Can anyone think of any example? No example. So many examples. The mayavadi sometimes, by great fortune, they get association of a pure devotee of the Lord. We can't imagine what fortune. Every day, what I'm just amazed. What was the fortune? There's millions and millions of living entities on this planet. Somehow we came in contact with pure devotee, or at least those following the pure devotee. We can't imagine our fortune. Especially our good fortune to stay here in Vrindavan, the holy place of Krishna's pastimes. So these type of pastimes give us hope. Every day I think I realize how much more fallen I am. I can't imagine that we get to associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His most attractive form, Shyam Sundar. We can't imagine the great fortune. And millions of living entities on this planet, hardly anyone. Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita. How many thousands? Somebody inquires about spiritual life. I'm still amazed, even after this pandemic and lockdown and so many things, people are still convinced somehow they're going to enjoy this material world. People are somehow convinced. So therefore, it's very important that we read Prabhupada's books every day, just so we can understand. Prabhupada is explaining this point, that you're the tiny spirit soul, you're part and parcel of Krishna. You're meant to serve Krishna. You read in Bhagavad Gita every purport, every page. Prabhupada is drilling this point. That why take to this impersonal path? Krishna says, I'm the swift deliverer. One who always remembers me and worships me, I'm the swift deliverer. He said, this impersonal path, kleshas dikatras, too much trouble. And after some time, they eventually come to the point by association of pure devotee. So over and over, every page, Prabhupada is drilling this point that you just take to this Krishna consciousness. Krishna is so kind. Even we're hearing about all these demons, and Krishna is giving them even sarupya. We're so low and fallen, I don't know if we can even imagine sarupya. Rupa Goswami says, what is that nice prayer that I desire to go to Krishna, but that desire is giving me pain in my heart. Uh, He said, I want to desire devotional service. Not a question of desiring devotion. I want to desire the desire to desire devotional service. But we're seeing here in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, it's possible. Even if we're demons, so what to speak? We're chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And day and night this kirtan is going on in our temple room. So wonderful. Therefore, even in the pages of Srimad, what to speak of the commentaries of the great acharyas, they've also told Sarupi Mukti. Here it points out, and we'll see in later in verse 38, it specifically describes that he got Sarupi Mukti. Verse 39 also. Just because he associated with Krishna. So we can know, Prabhupada is over and over banging in our head, you just do this devotional service. We can know for certain, simply by devotional service, all our desires will be satisfied. Simply by devotional service, everything will be satisfied. Just like I remember when I first became a devotee, I'd been living in a place called Bloomington, Indiana with a bunch of hippies. We were searching, we were chanting Om, we were doing all different types of things. Sometimes we chanted Hare Krishna because somehow it became popular. So anyway, as soon as I became a devotee in Boulder, Colorado, I thought, all right, I'm going to go back to Bloomington and make all my friends devotees. And the devotee said, don't go anywhere. Maya is so strong, you don't know. Because you're new box, everything, you know, you can't imagine. Falling into Maya. You're new by everything's very enthusiastic. You can't imagine falling into Maya. But still we see so many people have fallen into Maya. You first come, you think, oh, I'll never do that again, I'll never do that again. And they're all doing that again. So the devotee son, you just stay here and do devotional service. Krishna will take care of your friends. So I stayed in the temple, did my service. After about a month, then I realized how strong Maya was. First few days, you just can't imagine. After a month, I started to realize how strong Maya was. I thought, better just stay here. So a few months later, we were going to Rath Yatra in San Francisco from Boulder, Colorado. Everybody was in the Sankirtan van. It was all packed, ready to go. I came walking out. I was going to drive. And I saw a car pull by. Just at that moment. If 1 minute later, we would have been gone. Even less than a minute later. And I thought I recognized the person riding shotgun. So I stopped. And the person who was driving jumped out, and I recognized it as my old friend Patrick. from Bloomington. And then my other friend, I can't remember his name. And he came running up to the car, and he had Japa beads wrapped around his wrist. I guess he didn't have a bead bag yet, so he had Japa beads wrapped around his wrist. And I looked at those Japa beads, and he just looked at me and said, Krishna's mercy, Prabhu. Krishna's mercy. I was astonished. Somehow or other, some devotees traveling from New Vrindavan came to the little commune in Bloomington. And they told me exactly what I was afraid. One of the reasons I became a devotee, I could see that these people are, they have some center, their center. But he told me exactly, on one side of the commune were the dopers, on the other side were the no dopers, the other side was the vegetarians, the other side was the beaters, all divided. There's no unifying force. It just deteriorated like that. They thought they would go in the woods, and it just became like that. Now the devotees came, and there's another side was prasadamarians. They're chanting Hare Krishna. The devotee said, you just serve Krishna, all your desires will be satisfied. So all my old friends became devotees. I don't know where they are now, but they all at least came in contact with Krishna consciousness. So we have some hope. We're reading how all these demons got liberated, and Bhagavatam confirms that this Agasura, he got Sarupya Bhakti. Sarupya Bhakti. In his previous life, Aga was a... His name was also Aga. And he was the son of Sankashura. This is in Garga Samhita. And he was very, very handsome. And one day he saw Agastya Rishi. Now you may, not Agastya, Astavakra Rishi. If you can understand a little bit, it's Astavakra. He is bent in eight ways. So he laughed at him. Who is this ugly little guy? So Astavakra was insulted. So he said, you become an ugly snake. Then he fell at Astavakra Rishi's feet. The Rishi was very merciful. He said, but you will be liberated by Krishna. So he was liberated by Krishna, by the blessing of Astavakra Rishi. So maybe there's a few questions or comments. Yes, Prabhuji. Like a family, we're all separate persons, but we're all working for the interest of the family. So we're one in service to Krishna. Everybody's got an interest. That is the trick. What is that slogan? Unity and diversity. We're all serving Krishna our own way, but we're all serving Krishna. We're all one in serving Krishna.
Show the person who's a materialist or convinced about their own religion. They don't hear or understand.
therefore, when we're on book distribution, we just pray to the Lord within that person's heart that send somebody who will accept a book. So we're just praying for that one person, praying that the Super Soul will enlighten one person. Like everybody in the West, no, 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 no. And after so many no's, you finally get, yeah, this is what I was looking for. We just go on. You just count how many no's it takes to get that yes, and then you just wait for that yes to come. And I came to India, I found everybody says, yes, 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 Swamiji, I will chant. Yes, yes, Swamiji, yes, yes. But it means no. Did you start chanting? No. Sorry, Swami, this week I will start. Everybody says yes, 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 but they mean no. I was thinking preaching was different here, but it's the same thing. Their yes means no. And finally, you just go on waiting for that one. Yes. You hear so many yes, 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 yes. You just want to hear that? Yes. So we just pray to Krishna with an heart. Krishna is a doer. We pray to Krishna. We think, just like I thought, I'm going to go liberate all my friends. Actually, I was just going to fall into Maya. But Krishna brought all my friends. So if there's no other questions, we can fall at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet, that great personality who's banging it into her head that we're individual souls and our business is serve Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.